Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Silly Conversations presents the game show, Know Your Idioms. The game show that puts you to the test to see if you know your idioms or not. Let's see this week's contestants on Know Your Idioms.
Idioms. What ones have you been working on these last few days?
Wow, all of them, but especially the last ones.
Mm-hmm.
Were about, and they were, I have to confess, Father.
Confess, my child, confess.
I have to confess that I got stalked in the unit about technology and science idioms.
Okay,
so what should I do to be forgiven?
Nothing. Well, don't use those idioms in science and technology. I mean, realistically, give me some examples, because I think some of these, I don't know how popular or how regular you'd actually hear these. Because remember, the books need to fill out, or they need to pad out the books to make them look useful. And so there's sometimes stuff which is very useful, very helpful. Things which people use every single day, and you'll hear on TV programs and in general conversation. And then they just put stuff in to make the book a little bit thicker. So what idioms are they talking about, or what idioms are you stuck with? And let's see if I can help you. And it's not planned. So I'm actually just doing this off the top of my head. I don't even have the book or the material in front of me. That's how good my brain might be.
Okay, science and technology. Mm-hmm. Yes, to be at the cutting edge.
Ah, this is very simple. What do you think? Well, it is. Well, obviously you've got the descriptions there. But when we talk about to be at the cutting edge, we're talking about things to be at the very top, the very pinnacle, the newest of the new in terms of technology or developments, etc. So you could say, Denzel's teaching methodology is at the cutting edge of language learning. There you go.
Really?
Yep, it's not true, but there you go. You know.
But would it be common, or should I? Maybe I would sound kind of
like a dork. A dork.
Yeah.
You know, a dork is like one of these super intelligent people, and you know, don't have many friends. No, but in the context, you'd use it, yeah? For example, you can talk about investigations and these kind of things that are at the cutting edge of investigations or developments. So it's quite normal. This one's quite normal, at the cutting edge, yeah?
Okay. And another weird for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, well, to be the brainchild of, an idea, to be the brainchild of someone is common, or it's easy to understand.
Yeah,
someone has been working on it, something hot of the press, I understand that.
Okay, But what about the origin of the idea, hot of the press? Because obviously, you were going to tell me. Tell me, what do you think? The origin, hot of the press.
Okay, 15th century.
Exactly.
Yes. Germany, Gutenberg, inventing the press.
Yes. And then this idea of hot of the press is like, obviously something is very, you can manipulate it much better because of the metal or something, which is very hot. So it makes it easy to manipulate, and the idea of, you know, inventing the press. But this expression, hot off the press, it's like the latest information, the latest news. And it came originally from the newspapers. Because when it came out of the newspapers, you remember the old films where people used to kind of, you know, read the newspaper on the street and they say, oh my God, Superman's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they used to read the newspapers in the street, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of concept or the idea of hot off the press, where the news was so, where people got their news was from the newspapers. Now people get their news from everywhere, TikTok and Instagram and Louisa from door 16 in my building.
Yeah.
But that was the idea. They used to get it from the newspaper.
But now it's coming to my mind that when I print something.
It comes to mind. Comes to mind.
It comes to mind that when I print something, sometimes the paper is hot, isn't it?
Well, because you use probably a laser printer. But yeah, I mean, in this sense, maybe, I mean, if the relationship or the relation, not the relationship, if the relation helps you remember the idea and how to use it well, fantastic.
To know the origin, I love the origin of things. That's why I'm a history teacher. To something that pushes the right buttons.
Ooh, this is nice. And also to push your buttons. So to push the right buttons This is very good. So when we talk about something or somebody pushes your buttons or pushes the right buttons, it's the thing that makes you trigger. Okay? So remember when you were having the trauma of your age? Okay? And maybe I could have said something and then you would have said, I don't want to be 50 and start crying. Now, podcasting Will, she never ever cried in front of me and I never pushed those buttons to make her cry. This is an example. So when you want to make somebody annoyed, when you know something that triggers somebody and it could be for good or bad, this is called pushing the right buttons. So if I know you told me about a technique, I won't mention it here, but you told me about a technique of how to get things that you want from people, okay? That technique will create the reaction from people so they give you what you want. That's pushing the right buttons.
But it's our secret.
Exactly. It's a bit like holding a gun to somebody's head and saying, are you going to buy me that coffee and chocolate or not? And they say, yes, I think I am. Pushing the right buttons, baby. Next.
Okay. Something is on the blink.
Ah, on the blink. So when something's on, I haven't heard this in ages. When something's on the blink, it's just not functioning very well. So again, we go back to the old idea of technology. Remember I told you about my television buying experience?
Yeah.
And remember the old televisions, which probably your parents had or your grandparents had? You know, those televisions which looked like cars in the room with the smallest screen. And sometimes when the picture wasn't working, it used to flash. Okay. Or like light bulbs, the old light bulbs, when they weren't working very well, they used to flash. They used to blink. So like the flash, not the flashlights, the indicators on a car or a motorbike, they also flash. They blink.
It's because of that.
Yes, indeed. Now, the thing is, there probably is somebody in about 20 years' time who will listen to this podcast and say, that's not the right reason. And I will say to that person now, for 20 years' time, it is. That's it. It is the right explanation. It is. Don't question me. And don't push my buttons, person, in 20 years' time. There we go.
No. And I don't understand to throw a spanner in the works of something. Throw a spanner. Because a spanner is a key, isn't it?
Well, no, a spanner is a llave inglesa.
Ah, okay. Now I understand better.
Give me an example then, if you really understand better. For 5 points. 5 points and a cup of tea. So 5 points and a cob cake. And a cob cake. Give me one example to throw a spanner in the works. If it is correct, you will get your cake and points. If it is incorrect, you will buy me a house in the Bahamas.
Without pressure, yes?
No pressure.
Oh, my. Okay. So, I was about to get a job, but someone threw a spanner in the works.
Okay. That is correct. And in the context, it's just basically somebody messed up or somebody did something to stop something working correctly or smoothly. And it could be you getting a job opportunity. It could be somebody changing their timetable so it changes your plans, etc. to throw a spanner in the works.
So I want my gift.
And your gift will come. I will order it now and I will get Correos to send it to you. And you might get it in about 6 weeks. The cake might be very flat. And the tea probably will be cold.
Okay. But just probably.
Probably,
okay.
But it will be sent to you. Okay. Hit me again with another thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, so go haywire. To go haywire.
Ah, this is to go haywire. It's just to go nuts, go crazy.
That's yeah, it. But does it have something to be with hay, the el trigo este, el, yes?
Hey.
This is silly conversations.
Exactly. Well, haywire.
So haywire, yeah.
Well, haywire basically is like when, I don't really know the origin of the kind of haywire thing. I mean, but when we talk about haywire, and again, it's like something we haven't used for a long time. We don't use it much now. It's just the idea that things just go absolutely crazy. There's no structure. There's no order. Basically, when we're not recording something for the podcast, I would say 90% of the time we have classes, at some point it goes haywire. You know, we start talking about something and things just go crazy. So to go haywire, everything just goes crazy.
It sounds Hawaiian, haywire.
Maybe if you are Hawaiian and you live in a town called Hawaiian.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now I can link the idea of that in here. Hawaii, they live kind of haywire.
But you need to remember that with a very flowered shirt.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so you need to put a flowered shirt on and then go haywire.
Without schedules, yes? Or
well, just things mess up your plans. Imagine if you then were going on your bike trip. Mm-hmm. And you had everything planned, the different stages, the places to go. And then suddenly there were storms, there was wind, or you had mechanical problems. All your plans will have to be rescheduled and reorganized. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could take it in a very calm way and say, oh, okay, I'll do this. Or you can go crazy and screaming and worried and panicky. You go haywire. You go nuts.
Yeah. Okay, I get it now. Okay, thanks for your explanation.
No, thank you for making me explain.
Okay.
You know, forcing me to do extra work.
Lovely. Okay, so a hatchet job on something.
So hatchet.
Hatchet, yes.
Okay. So a hatchet job. Oh, this is great. Una chapuza. That's the easy explanation. Oh. Una chapuza. So a hatchet job, because a hatchet is like un hacha.
Yes.
Okay. So imagine if you're trying to cut somebody's hair, what would you use? Mm. Scissors or un hacha?
Okay, scissors.
Exactly, because the scissors will do a much better job. So if you use like a hatchet, obviously you're not going to have a cleaner finish in whatever you're doing unless you're dissecting bodies. If you're a Viking and you are dissecting bodies, then a Viking would use a hatchet, and that would be a new definition of a hatchet job.
Yeah.
That'd be great. You'll have Snorg Fengsten, who did hatchet jobs on the British, on the English, when was the Vikings, like the 14th or 15th centuries or more time? The Vikings would have been maybe the 9th century or something.
Yeah, medievals, yes. Yeah.
So there you are, and then you'll have Sven and Norgan Fergenstern, and they'll come across from Finland, and they'll do a hatchet job on the British or the English at that time. And then go back and say, Huden Ferdinand, that is Dudung.
Very native.
I've been learning Swedish.
Your source of knowledge.
My source of knowledge. Now, it may not be 100% accurate, but it's a source of knowledge.
Just may not be accurate.
Not be accurate. There may be something a little off, you know, a little off, but it's, you know.
Most of it.
What, most of it is a little off or most of it is correct?
It's correct.
Thank you very much, you see.
My English teacher. Okay, so you have cleared up all my doubts about science and technology idioms.
Know Your Idioms, the game show that puts you to the test to see if you know your idioms or not.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.